WMIS 92 on the river, Beaver Fever Friday, our final edition of the year. Time to chat Beaver men's basketball. Jermaine Crockrell with us. Jermaine, I think I speak for all Beaver basketball fans. Wish you could have been here for another 2 years.
Yeah, I agree.
What was the transition like, and how invested are you emotionally right now into this school?
I'm invested a lot. I mean, the school's done a lot for me, and it's helped me grow as an adult, and it's just a really good program. The transition, it was a little different this year. The game was a little faster than last year, where we were walking the ball up every now and then, but it was a good transition for me and I think the team overall.
As a transfer, you come in here with Coach Bowen. He moves on to Duluth. You get a new coach. That's a lot of uncertainty in a short period of time for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would agree. But it was kind of difficult at first, just being able to adjust and having to adapt to a new system. And it was kind of scary at first. But as the season went on, it was more natural and it was fun.
You guys played a brand of basketball the last couple of years that the fans like watching. They came out and supported you guys a lot. What's that mean to a player?
I mean, it means a lot. I mean, sometimes I scroll back and look on Channel 17 and see there wasn't really that many people there previous years, but as years went on, it just grew. I mean, that's something you got to have. I mean, hopefully they're able to bring in more players like me or better, and then the people will come out and enjoy watching.
James Ellisor was a fantastic player a year ago. He was a Division II player of the year. He leaves. There's a lot of people who didn't give you guys a whole lot of chance in the world of doing much, and here you made a heck of a run again into the NSIC playoffs, and I think you were picked to finish 12th in the league. And did it make you feel good to say, huh, we showed you guys?
I mean, yeah, it does make you feel good, but we wanted to make the tournament again, and we were a little short, but I mean, we did prove a lot of people wrong, and we did grow as a team from the beginning of the season without having James or Bryce, and we stepped it up in big parts as far as Lance and Mason and me, Jason, everybody stepped up.
Do you like the chances for this team in the future? do you think they're heading in the right direction with the coaching staff and the guys they've got coming back?
Oh, yeah, especially with the coaching staff and the players that they do have that are going to be seniors, Max and Zach and Shallow. I feel like those guys are going to play a big part next year, and they have all their years here, and they've helped the program out a lot.
What was the one thing when you transferred here that maybe happens in Division II basketball that you maybe weren't expecting, be it the caliber of players, physical play, or Division II kind of go like you thought it would?
It was a little rough, especially for me, I guess. I remember my junior college, I would get a little favorite calls every now and then, but up here I didn't really get any favorite calls or anything like that. If anything, it was a foul on me but they were a lot more physical than in junior college, and there's a lot more structure, and the defense was a little harder to go against.
Does Division II basketball get the credit it deserves in your mind?
No, I don't. I feel like there are great Division II players out there that, I mean, do not go Division I, and they can compete with the best of them. But I just think the big men separate the Division I from Division II.
In your mind, would James Ellisor be a fantastic Division I player?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, yeah, he would for sure. I mean, there's nothing different about the game, really, at the next level. I mean, they are a little stronger and faster, but it's just how you play the game.
How do guys like you, how do guys like James slip through the cracks?
I mean, that's a question I'll never be able to answer, maybe. I mean, some of us aren't just as recruited. Some of us come from a different program, and maybe my school wasn't really known for basketball. So, I mean, I was just kind of a sleeper, and I just went to junior college, and then I just grew from there, and it just blossomed.
What's the future have in store for you?
Hopefully I can play overseas, but if not, I'd like to come back, finish my couple of credits that I have left, and possibly help out the team and the coaching staff.
How close do you keep in tabs with James and Bryce from last year, and how good of friendships do you have with your current class?
I keep in touch with James and Bryce here and there on Facebook, and I know my buddy Jason Edwards is my roommate, so I mean, I can't get rid of him, but we're always spending time together and playing video games, and I still keep in touch with the other guys and work out with them and stuff.
What is your major here?
My major is sports management.
How many classes do you have left?
Well, I just have to do 10 credits. I just have to pick up a math course and a people in the environment course. So
well,
get that finished up.
Transferring plus being an athlete, I would have guessed that last year especially was a challenge academically for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a big difference. The coaches were on me a lot about it and stuff. And I know my mom would choke me if I don't finish up school. So,
well, where was your favorite gym to play here in this league? Not here. Someplace on the road.
Oh, man, that's tough. I would say I like Mankato's arena, but as far as fans, I'd probably have to, like, go Winona. But I liked Mankato's gym the most, but Winona had a pretty good crowd.
Do you feed off of the opposing crowd when they're on you?
Yeah, I like playing on the road more, I guess. It's kind of, I don't know, it's just a little different atmosphere. But I like playing at home as well. It was a fun.
Just so happens you beat both of those teams on the road, too.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot more enjoyable, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would agree.
How hard is it to win on the road in this league?
Oh, man, it's tough, especially playing that Saturday game. It's hard. Your body's just tired. You got bruises from last night, and just sometimes it just doesn't seem like you could just, I don't know, you're just a little slower. But it's really tough playing on the road, especially with the crowd and even sometimes you don't get calls going your way because you're the away team, but it is very difficult sometimes.
Well, Dermaine, it's been a pleasure watching you play the last couple of years, and good luck in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dermaine Crockwell of the BSU men's basketball team, our guest on our final Beaver Fever Friday of the season. We get back to the music here with Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. Rachel Wold will join us, chat a little Beaver golf next as well on a Beaver Fever Friday here on the Beaver Radio Network.